money. But this one guy that won, he won the lottery, he actually got the ticket from somebody else, Kyle Hepchen. Now, the deal was, him and this guy Kyle, when they were younger, they were roommates in college. And they were both space advocates. They would, you know, like go to Washington and, you know, if there was a some kind of a little rally or something to promote commercial space. They were those type of guys. They would get in a car at college and drive all the way to Florida just to watch a space shuttle take off. So naturally, good friends, and but you know, life got, you know, it got in their way, and next thing you know, one guy's living on one side of the country, I think it's Montana or someplace, and then the other guy is on the East Coast, and they're both still space advocates. You know, he bought 50 tickets. The other guy, Kyle, he bought, like, I think they said 500 tickets, some huge amount. So what do you know? Kyle won. He's the one that won that ticket. And started communicating with the people at SpaceX. Saying, hey, I won, you know. Okay, and let's, you know, go over all your, you know, how old you are, you know. And this and that, your personality, you know. How tall are you? How heavy are you? And this guy was, like, way overweight. I mean, way overweight, you know, in the threes, you know. And they said, well, you know, our requirement is 250 pounds. And a certain, I think it was 6'6" or something. So, you know, unfortunately, you're out. So, and then he had a choice. What do I do with this ticket? You know. Or maybe I could lose, like, 50, 60, 80 pounds, whatever it takes. But then he thought losing 50 pounds in 4 or 5 months is not a healthy thing to do. So he remembered his friend from college, and he called up Chris Dombrowski and said, you know, how'd you like to go to space? And that's what happened. And that's how this guy got that ticket. And with that, he kept it quiet from the news. They didn't want to, he didn't want to make a big deal out of it, you know. He wanted the story to focus on Chris and the other three people that went up on Inspiration 4 mission. And, you know, he did go down to Florida, watch him take off and all. But I thought it was a pretty good human nature story. Any comments or questions before we talk about it? Let's see, we're going to turn it back to Roy. Any comments or questions? WS2N. Nothing. All right, back to you, Roy. We'll be here tomorrow night. I know tomorrow night's a Club InfoNet at 8:30 on these repeaters, followed by George with the swapping shop. And then the news line, of course. Back to you. AC2GS, WS2N.
This is AC2GS. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report and your help with the TechNet in general and your help with the club in general. I'm sure everyone appreciates it. And I want to thank everyone who participated tonight, one of our more unusual technical nets where we discuss more economics and computer algorithms than amateur radio. But, you know, there's always next Sunday. As Dick often used to end his technical nets with the request, be kind to each other, I think that's good advice in general and great advice right now. We still have Omicron. We have Omicron BA2. Please be safe, be smart, social distance, get your vaccinations, get your boosters, do all the things you're supposed to do. And be well, stay warm, and we'll be back here next Sunday at 8 p.m. when we try and do it all over again. I hope you'll join me. This is AC2GS formally closing this episode of the Limewire Technical Net. And I am...